All right, let's go, man. Big suya. She was ready. She was ready. All right, here we go. There was a story in the town of Zlotchev that there was a sick person, and the Moira Hira in Zlotchev said, this person is deathly ill. We need something to cure him. The only thing that could cure him would be the tefillahs of the Belz of Rebbe, the Sar Shalom from Belz. The problem was, he did not live in the town of Zlotchev. He probably lived in Belz. I don't know that for a fact. But he definitely lived more than 24,000 amas away from Zlotchev, which would require Chilul Shabbos D'Oraisa. Going out of the Tchum. What's the problem with that? They're going out of the Tchum to go and tell the Belz Rebbe.
You can drive an ambulance on Shabbos.
You can drive an ambulance now. We're going to get there. Very good. So, of course, if the Belz Rebbe was Dr. Rokach, who could do a surgery and help this person, for sure you could drive an ambulance and go to him. However, he was not Dr. Rokach, he was Harav HaGoyin Admor Rev Shalom Rokach, and he, the only thing he could do was daven for the refuah of this sick person. So the Shaila came up in Zlotchev, can you write down the name of the Chayla and send it over to the Rebbe? So what they did, the Meir HaRav of Zlotchev Paskin, I believe it was Aideh Guy. They had a guy write down the name of the Chayla, and they had a Jew bring it over to him. Shlomo Kluger and the Marsham heard about this story and were very, very upset. How are you allowed to be Mechallel Shabbos to save someone's life? That didn't bother them. Of course, as Rabbi Edelman said, of course you can Mechallel Shabbos save someone's life, but this was not through normal medicinal means. This was through spooky stuff called tefillah. Are you allowed to go ahead and be mechallel Shabbos to get someone to daven for you? That was a shaila in Zlotchev, and that was the Meir HaRav Zlotchev said yes. And the Shlomo Kluger says that psak pained me. It's a terrible psak. He made a mistake. So here we go. That's a shaila on the table. Are you allowed to do averas to save someone? Let's back up a little bit. Are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life? Yes. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Tapehei, that says, for sure, for Bikuach Nefesh, you can save someone's life. The Gemara brings multiple sources. One of them is a Svara, which is to be Mechal Shabbos this time in order that he'll keep many other Shabbosim. That is the Gemara in Yuma, which I'm sure I have somewhere with everything else here, except for Yuma. Anyway, so the Gemara in Yuma says that you can be mechallel one Shabbos in order to save many Shabbosim. What?
It says about Pesach.
That was the Medrash. The Gemara in Shabbos says you mechallel one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbosim. The Gemara also brings a pasuk, v'chai bohem, that you should, the Torah was given to us for us to live and not die, and therefore, of course, you can do averas in order to live. The Gemara says, why do I need these two pasukim? One of them only, with these svaras, one of them tells me only when it is a vadai, and one tells me even when it's a suffik. Meaning, even if all it is a suffik, if you're going to save his life, you're still allowed to be mechallel Shabbos. So that is the psak halacha lemaisa from the Gemara in Yuma, psak halacha shulchan aruch, simin shin chav ches. You can and you should be mechallel Shabbos to save someone's life, even if it is only a suffix. Even if only a suffix, you'll have to save someone's life. That's the shaila. That's the psak. So therefore, the shaila is that only when it is medicinal, things that are piteva, that we can understand how it works, or even if it is through spooky stuff. That is the shaila table. So the Rav of Zlotchev said every time, and the Shlomo Kluger and the Marsham said no. So let's get some background. First of all, in this week's parsha, how did this come? This week's parasha is parasha Kairach. In Kairach, there was a terrible magefa striking Klai Yisrael, killing people in Klai Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron HaKohen, go bring the keteres, and that will stop the magefa. Now the rule is, the keteres is only allowed to be brought twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, only in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. So to go ahead and bring the keteres at a different time, a different place, is an Isser D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to do that. So, how was Aaron HaKohen allowed to do that? So, according to the Rav from Zlotchev, Pashit, do anything you can to save someone's life. Now, where did this come from? How did Moshe Rabbeinu know about this? There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, Moshe Rabbeinu, that pay test in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, and they were wondering in Shemayim, who is this human being. What's he doing here in Shemayim? And eventually, Moshe Rabbeinu earned the respect of all the Malachim, and all the Malachim came running over to give Moshe Rabbeinu presents. And each Malach gave him a present. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him a present. Zot the Gemara. Af Malach HaMavis Master Lai Dava. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him something. What did he give him? This week's parasha. Shenemar Vayitin Es HaKetaris Vayichaper Al Ha'am Vayimer Vayamo Ben Hamez Ben Hachayim Ilav Darmalei Mihav Yada. Had the Malach HaMavis not told Moshe Rabbeinu about this, how would Moshe Rabbeinu have known? So Zot the Achreinim we see, it was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea to stop the Magefa through the Keteres. Who gave him that idea? It was the Malach HaMavis. Okay, now, is that Teva? Is that medicinal? Is that normal? Is that spooky? Heebie-jeebie, skula. Right? What is Keteres stopping a Magefa? I remember in the beginning of Corona, I remember the people going around and said, let's do the Keteres. Right? They were talking, let's do the Keteres. Now, no one did it, obviously. But, and I guess they shouldn't, because they didn't know how to do it. But the idea was, this is not Teva. It's bringing the Keteres that stops the plague is not Teva.
But it's Avada.
Is it a Vadai?
Malcolm was
told to do it. So Rabbi's trying to say, okay, very nice. It's a Vadai, so let's do it. Good, we're going to put that on the table. So we have the Malcolm Mavis who taught Moshe Rabbeinu to do this, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to do it. Is that 2 points for the Zlotchever or not? Meaning, is that a Raya that you could do things to do an Avera, even if it's not Teva, even if it's more Seguli? That's one thing we have on the table. Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's Parsha. Another thing we have on the table is Mordechai HaTzadik. So, in the Gemara Megillah says, the Mosaic, the Pasuk, the Gemara on Daf Tezvav Megillah, it says that Vayavar Mordechai, that Mordechai fasted on Pesach. Shehever Yom Rishon Shal Pesach B'Tainus. That Mordechai HaTzadik fasted the first day of Pesach. Now, the first day of Pesach has some very special mitzvahs that are d'oraisa, and the Medrash clearly says he did not eat matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, on Pesach. He did an avera, or he did a bittul mitzvah of not eating Pesach, not eating matzah on Pesach. How was he allowed to do that? What was he doing it for? For a tainus. Now, tainus, why was he fasting? For Klal Yisrael, because there was a gezeirah against us. He wanted to help us, to save us from the gezeirah. Very noble. The question is, what's he doing? He's davening. Is that Teva? Is that a Segula? Is that something which, yes, for sure works, for sure doesn't work? Is that Safek of Rami? Is that a Vadai? Mordechai's tefillahs are not like our tefillahs. High level. Is it a Vadai? Is it Safek? Nei Shaila. But what do we see over here? We see that Mordechai HaTzadik did an Avera of not eating Pesach. What?
It's not
he did a Bittul Mitzvah Say in order to save Klal Yisrael. So we have now on the table Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron bringing the Keteres to save Klal Yisrael, Mordechai HaTzadik fasting on Pesach to save Klal Yisrael, and the Zlotchever telling us, go be Mechalos Shabbos for have the Belzer Rebbe daven for you to save this Chayla. That's what we have on the table. Great. So far, things are looking good for the Zlotchever, perhaps. Where's the Marsham coming from? Where's the Rosh Lema Kluga coming from? So there is an unbelievable Mishnah in Yuma, and the Mishnah says that you're not allowed, yes, thank you, that you're not allowed to have, no, I shouldn't say you're not allowed to have. The Mishnah in Yuma discusses a case where a dog, there was like a rabies dog that bites someone. You, in order to get healed from that, the Mishnah discusses eating the liver of a dog. The liver of a dog, will that cure you, that could cure you from, I got it, that will cure you from this sickness. So there's a Machlokes Tanayim, thank you. Machlokes Tanayim in Yuma, Daf Pei Hey. Are you allowed to eat it? Now, a dog. What? Thank you. Pei Gimel, are you allowed to eat this? Now, a dog is a kosher. Moshe, is a dog a kosher animal or not a kosher animal? No? Kosher, wrong. A dog is a non kosher animal. You're doing an Isra D'Oraisa by eating a dog liver. Are you allowed to do that? Nothing to do with Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Zat the Mishnah. Zat the Mishnah. Misha Nashrei Kelef Shaita. You have a stupid dog. Otherwise known, I think that's a rabies dog. Ein Machinas or Mechatzah Kavit Shalei. The Tanakhama holds, you cannot feed this human from the liver of this rabid dog. Ramasi Ben Charis Matir. Machokas Tanayim. Whether or not the this person that was bit by the dog can eat the dog's liver, to save his life. What is the machlekes? What are they fighting about? Zot the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis in Yuma. The Rambam says like this: V'chachamim soivrim. Back up, actually. Ein halacha k'rav masiv and charesh. Halacha is not like a masiv and charesh. V'zeshu matil hakol adam makavet shokelev. Kizeh einu moa ela b'derech segula. The Rambam says that the only reason why the liver of the dog helps is because it is segula, spooky. It's not al pi teva. V'chachamim soivrim ki ein oivin al ha-mitzvahs ela b'refu b'vad. The Chacham argue and say you're only allowed to be over mitzvahs, mean du averas, only if it's refuah b'vad. What's leimar? B'dvarm hamarapim b'teva, v'hudavar amiti, hutziu adas v'nisayon hakarv l'emes. Avol esravas b'dvarm shem marapim b'segulasan. To do a refuah that only heals you through segula. Aser, ki kecham chalush, it's very weak. Einar mitzad hadas, it doesn't make any sense. V'nisyon rachuk, it's hard to like test this out. V'taynech halusha min atoya. So the way the Rambam learns unbelievable. A machlekes and Mishnah and Yuma, are you allowed to do averas in order to do a segula? Averas to do a segula.
Like he said, k'teres is avade.
K'teres is avade, good, we're building. We'll get there, perhaps.
So the Rambam still won't apply k'teres.
So what you're trying to say is, what the Rambam seems to be saying is, eating dog liver is a segula, but it's not a vadai. The machlokas in the Mishnah, we don't want to say machlokas in the Metzias. Machlokas in the Mishnah is, can you do a far-fetched segula, even though it's an avera, to save someone's life? Ramatia, the Mishnah in Yuma says you could, and the Chachamim are saying no, and the Rambam is the Chachamim. Yeah, here.
Rashi says that the reason that Keteris was
Shokhlai, they said that the Keteris killed Kareach, you're killing us through the Keteris. Okay, but still, right, Moshe is going to send a message. Right. But what did you write? Yeah, but if there's an Avera to do that, can I do an Avera to send a message? I'm not allowed to do Avera to send messages to save people's lives. That's what we're discussing now. But to send a message, who said? Okay, so we have the Rambam over here saying if it is Segula, you cannot do it. Chuvas HaRashba argues on this Rambam. The Chuvas HaRashba says that's no problem. Chuvas HaRashba says that I believe he passes like Ramasya, or he could be saying something else, but the Chuvas HaRashba says no problem to do things that are seguladik in order to save people's lives. If you look at in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kol chayla shemachilin iser, tzrichim shetei harufua yedua, oy al pi mumcha. Anytime you're going to feed a chayla, something which is aser, it must be a refua yedua, or through a mumcha. Interesting. So what do those words mean? It has to be a refua yedua, or through a mumcha. Is he going like this Rambam? It's got to be teva. Is he going like the Rashba? What exactly is going on over here? But we have clear Rambam that says anything segula, no. And we have the Rashba seeming to say yes. Shulchan Aruch says it's got to be refuah yedua. I'm assuming refuah yedua doesn't mean spooky stuff.
Or a mumcha.
What? Or a mumcha. Right. So what does mumcha mean? Mumcha means he's not a doctor, but he knows what he's doing. What?
The Belzer Rebbe.
So the Belzer Rebbe. Is the Belzer Rebbe a mumcha? What?
Well, refuah yedua means that even the common people know it, and the mumcha means he's a doctor. It's not a common refuah, but a doctor
says,
can it work? That doesn't have to mean it's not teva.
So it could be teva, right. So the Shulchan may be teva, and you either have a known refuah, like anyone can say, oh, just take some medicine, or you need a mumcha who really knows how to do the surgery, knows how to do it, right. We don't see from Shulchan Aruch that segula is good. Okay, so now here's what I was saying, yeah?
It could be the Rambam Lashitase. The Rambam Lashitase doesn't hold of any of these type of...
Very, very possibly, right? The Rambam wipes away. Right? Rambam is saying he doesn't like any spooky stuff. He's not into segulas. He was not a chassid. Wasn't into any segulas, and therefore, fine. The question is, how will the Rambam learn Moshe Rabbeinu? How will the Rambam learn Mordechai Tzadik? Okay, that's what we have on the table. So my hashkafa b'shoyna was, maybe there's a difference between the tzibur and a yachid, which is, when Klai Yisrael is at risk, we do everything, anything, even if it's skuli, Klai Yisrael is at risk, because if I gave for coming to Klai Yisrael. Whoa, I agree with you in a minute. That was my hashkafa b'shoyna. I mean, what are our two rayas? The two rayas we have on the table are Mordechai saving Klai Yisrael and Moshe and Aaron saving Klai Yisrael, and they did spooky stuff. So I thought, you know what, maybe they can do spooky stuff, even if it's not there to save Klai Yisrael, but to save a Yachid, no. Now, that doesn't sit right with Rabbi Edelman, and I agree, perhaps because a Yachid, Ayla Male, one Yachid, I read your mind, and I read your nod of the head, right? One Yachid in Klai Yisrael is a whole world. So if we can do it to save Klai Yisrael, we can do it to save a Yachid. I agree. Okay? Now, there's another Gemara, a fascinating story in Nach. I'm sure everyone here learns Nach. There is a story in Nach of a kid who passed away, and the mother was very distraught and called on a certain Navi to come and help. Right? Who was that Navi?
Elisha.
So Elisha was the second time. It happened before Elisha. Eliyahu HaNavi. What? Elijah the prophet. In Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, there was a story with the Ben Almana. The Almana's child passed away, and she called Eliyahu and said, it's your fault that he passed away because of you, who's so righteous. We're being judged, because compared to you, we're nobody, something like that. Anyway, she called to Eliyahu and said, help me, what's going on? What did Eliyahu do? He did his spooky stuff, and he brought the kid back to life. Now, that's fine, right? What Avera was there? Can anyone guess? What Avera did Eliyahu HaNavi do? Kishuv? No. What?
Shabbos.
What Avera is there? Gershi, what Avera did Eliyahu HaNavi do? What? Mace is Mukta. Nice. But it wasn't Shabbos. Who said it was Shabbos? What? What's wrong with Chesed Mason? What Avera is that? What? So? Come on, Shimshin. You should be able to answer the question. Got that? That was a hint. A kohen. Eliyahu HaNavi. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, Eliyahu HaNavi was a kohen. Is a kohen allowed to touch a dead body? Is a kohen allowed to touch a dead body? He was alive. He was not a malach yet. He was still alive. Can a kohen touch a dead body? The answer is no. So a kohen cannot touch a dead body. What did he do over here? He touched a dead body to bring him back to life. Who asked this question? Taisus Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yedar Ambe, says, Tema Luri, Hechia Binah Shel Almana. How did Eliyahu HaNavi bring back to life the son of Almana? Kevin Shekoyin Haya. He was a Koyin. He touched the Yeled. He touched him. Tumas Mace. Eliyahu HaNavi, the prophet. What? I don't think you're out there. Even so, it's still Tumah. You can rap all you like. But he smited Al HaYeled. He touched it. He touched the Yeled. He touched it. He didn't know staff. He touched him. So Eliyahu HaNavi touched this kid. Tumas Meis. Are they frek Taisus Akasha? Listen to Taisus' answer. This answer Taisus gives shook the world. I'll tell you what the Mitzvah says about this Taisus. Zak Taisus. Yish Leimar. Shayabarar Lo Shechayehu. He was certain that he would bring him back to life. That's why he's mutter because of kuach nefesh.
Because kuach nefesh is dead.
What does Taisa say? Taisa says that Eliyahu HaNavi, that's the biggest problem. And kuach nefesh goes to Mizu, right? You have a dead person, bring him back to life. Fresh Taisa Kasha. How could Eliyahu HaNavi do an Avera as a kohen becoming Tomei for a mace to save this person's life? What was his answer? He was certain that would work. And for Bekuach Nefesh, I can do it. Frech the Velt. What was Taisus' kasha? What was Taisus' answer? Bekuach Nefesh is doicha everything, even if it's a suffix. Why is Taisus saying, oh, is Vadai going to work? Why is Taisus saying Vadai going to work? Even if it's not Vadai. The Gemara in Yumadaf, Pehei says, when, even if it's a suffix, Yumachal Shav is to save someone's life. You can do any avir in the world to save someone's life. This is the kasha that all the Akkadim are asking the Taisus. Zachtin etziva merdik yisoy. Okay, and this ties into the... Why allows Mechal Shabbos? Why allows Mechal Shabbos or do Averas? We said two reasons. One reason was Chai Bohem. The other reason was more Shabbos. Now, what does chai b'hem mean? You should live and do the mitzvahs and not die. Zot the Netziv, this kid was dead already. Chai b'hem does not apply. Chai b'hem does not apply. It's such a great story. What does chai b'hem mean? You're alive, live, and do the mitzvahs. But if this person's dead already, who said that chai b'hem will apply to do an aveira to bring a dead person back to life? He's already dead. Zot the Netziv, chai b'hem does not apply. You cannot do an aveira to bring someone back to life because of chai b'hem. What about the other svara? Akiva and Yitzhak are asking, what about the other svara? The Gemara in Yuma says there's another svara. Be mechal Shabbos one time in order to keep many Shabbosim. Could that apply to a dead person?
No.
What do you say? Yes. Why not? I'm going to mechal this Shabbos and we'll keep many more Shabbosim. Right now he's dead, but I want him to be able to keep many Shabbosim. So we can do chil Shabbos in order to bring him back. The Gemara says, though, that's only if it's a vadai. The Gemara says that svara only works if it's a vadai. Now we understand Taisus. According to the Tziv, that's a Taisus. Taisus is saying, Aliyah and Navi did an aveira becoming Tameh to save someone's life. But he's dead. You have no right to save someone's life if he's dead unless it's a vadai. Zok Taisus, it was a vadai. That is the Tziv's Mahach and the Taisus. But based on our raid, we could say something else. And this is what Avram was saying 22 minutes ago, which is, maybe Tais is bothered by something else completely. Nothing to do with the Netziv, nothing to do with the fact that he was dead. How did Elijah the prophet bring this person back to life? With spooky stuff. With skula. With the key that Shimshon's so interested in. The key that Eliyahu HaNavi had. Right? Eliyahu HaNavi had special keys. Is that spooky or is that teva? Is that medicinal or is that seguli? Right? It's definitely seguli, right? There's no teva that anyone can do to bring someone back to life. So frek taisis. Taisis kasha was, how could Eliyahu HaNavi do an aveira of being become tame? He's a kohen. If all he was doing something which was segula. That was taisis kasha. And for taisis, it was a vadai. If that's how you learn taisis, we have an open taisis that's saying that even though you can't do aveiros for skula stuff, if it's a vadai, then you could. Wow. With this pshat taisis, we now can go back and say like this. What?
Vadai skula
is teva, though? Very nice. So what he wants to say is maybe let's taich up. What's the lumdus? The lumdus is really, if it's refuah tivi, you could do, even if it's a suffix, you could do anything you want. And if it's segula dik, then you can't do it. Unless it's a vadai segula, if it's for sure going to work, then it gets on the madrega of teva. A segula, which is like vadai, equals teva. Maybe. Okay, so now let's plug this back in. Aaron HaKadosh, Moshe Rabbeinu. They were told, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Malach HaMavis, this works. Who knows death better than the Malach HaMavis? So the Malach HaMavis says, Keteris is going to work, it's going to work. And therefore, we can say that's a vadai. That could be like what Taisus means. Its borrower is going to work. And therefore, even though it's seguli, he would have the right to do the aveira, bringing keteres, in order to save them. That's part one. What about Mordechai at Tzadik? This is a little bit trickier. Mordechai to fast on Pesach, not to do the mitzvah of achilas Pesach, achilas matzah, in order to fast. Is that a vadai? Rabbi Yonah says, no. What is it? Is it a vada or not? He's Mordechai Tzadik, right? We don't come to his toenails. Eliyahu HaNavi was a vada. Eliyahu HaNavi had the key, Shimshon said. He had the key. He knows it works. He knows it's going to work. Did Mordechai Tzadik know that it was going to work? Maybe not. But, so that's a little bit tricky. You're going to have to say, according to this, either that it wasn't a lo sase, it was just not doing a mitzvah. Sheva tase. Therefore, maybe it was enough. Or tainus, he understood, he had a kabbalah, tainus were going to work. You fast, it works. Maybe. Or, you go back to what I was saying, for the tzibur, we could do break the rule, bend the rules a little bit. Something like that. Anyway, so that's what I think about Mordechai Tzadik. Okay, now, back to the Zlatshavar. So what happened over there? In Zlatshav, They sent this person to the Belzer Rebbe. Is that a vadai? So it's interesting. When the Belzer Rebbe heard about it, that they were mechala Shabbos to bring him this kvittel. He got all nervous. He would say he had to use all his kaiches so that it shouldn't be chala Shabbos. So like Ki'ilu, he understood, if it really works, I do my good job, so then maybe it won't be chala Shabbos retroactively. I don't know. The point is that what they did was that right or was that wrong. According to the Rashba, who seems to hold anything segula is fine, it's fine. But according to the Rambam, that doesn't allow segula, it may be a problem. We'll end up with one other idea, yeah? Yeah, he was nervous because I know. Now, we'll end up with one other thing in this topic. And there's Gemara in Croesus. Daf Gimel in Croesus. In Sanhedrin. Daf Samachay. And it's brought down in Yairidea. Simon. Kuf. Ayin. Tes. It says like this. There's an Isser of Kishuf. Witchcraftery. And one of those things in, under the umbrella of witchcraft is what's called Chayver Chaver. Chayver Chaver literally means friends. Like gathering together friends. What you're really doing, it's Simon Kuvayin Tes Sif Hey. Chayver Chaver, it's an Isidor Raisa, you get Malchus for it. What is it? Zatah Shulchan Aruch, Zeh Sha'ay De Lachash, Mekabetz Chayos, Ein Chashim, Vakravim, Yetushim, Perushim. Through a Lachash, through certain spooky whisperings, you're gathering together different animals, and that's what you're doing. You bring them together. You whisper something, and you bring all these animals together, Isser Daraisa to do that. You got that, Akiva? Isser Daraisa to whisper, and bring together these animals. Now, what would you think? Can you do this to save someone's life? What happens if a snake, a scorpion, is coming to attack you, to bite you, to kill you, and you know or your friend knows this lachash? It's an Isser Daraisa to do it, in general. Would he be allowed, right, the flute tamers, charmers, would he be allowed to do that to save your life? The snake is on the way, the snake's got his jaws open, and you know the lachash, you know how to save him.
Oh yeah.
Can you do it, can you not do it?
Yes.
Whoa, so let's see over here. I'm going to read another halacha. Misha Nashko Akrav. Listen to this. If a snake bites you, Mutter Lilchay Shalav. You're allowed to do it. Afa Pishayna Dabra Mayo Klum. You hear this? Even though it doesn't help, even though it doesn't really help, you're allowed to do it. Now that's one halacha. The next halacha is Misha Reif Akrav Nachash Akrav. He didn't bite you yet. The snake is running after you to bite you. Mutter Lachav Kadesh Lizikhu. You're allowed to do this Choy Bechaver in order so that he shouldn't bite you. So here is the Shaila. We built up that if it is Vadai, if it is Tzibur according to me, but if it's Vadai, you can do spooky stuff. We have a Taisus, you can do that. What about this? The snake is coming, you want to do an Isidra Raisa to Choy Bechaver, get him, whisper something, get him out of there. The Shulchan Aruch is saying it's Mutter. Is this considered a Vadai or not? According to our raid today, it would have to be considered a Vadai. The Shulchan Aruch is passing in its Mutter. The Rambam also says like this. What?
You mean say it doesn't work?
Even though it doesn't work, meaning it's similar to what the Rambam saying. It's like weird stuff, Alpiteva. There's nothing happening. But it worked. But the Maisa, it pulls the animals together somehow. So it is working. And you know, he's alive. It worked, meaning but the snakes are coming to bite. The snakes are coming to bite. The snake is coming to bite. And you do this whatever, lachash, and it goes away.
That works.
And Akiva says poppers. But the idea is that this is a shayla to end with, to think about where does this fit in? Are you allowed to do this? Not Shulchan Aruch Paschim says yes. We see it does work. What he meant to say it doesn't work, I think he meant after the bite already happened, it may not help anymore. That's probably what Shulchan Aruch meant. But before the bite happened, you're allowed to do this. Why? Even though it's Issa D'Oraisa, we see perhaps you can do an Issa D'Oraisa to save someone. Have a great night.